This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, there are approximately 753,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 167,000 of them in the United States, more than 104,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections is quickly moving toward 21 million, with just three countries, the U.S., Brazil, and India, making up at least half the global figure. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is calling for a nationwide protective mask mandate, heeding experts' predictions that it could save 40,000 lives from coronavirus over the next 3 months. The Democratic presidential candidate also responded to those who push back against such mandates, saying that this is America, be a patriot, protect your fellow citizens, step up, do the right thing. Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months. At a minimum, every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. Again, that is according to Biden. With talks on emergency coronavirus aid having stalled, both sides played the blame game Thursday rather than make any serious moves to try to break their stalemate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pressed the case for funding for the U.S. Postal Service, rental assistance, food aid, and rapid testing for the virus at her weekly press event, blasting Republicans as not giving a damn and declaring flatly that people will die if the delay grinds into September. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Thursday defended his government's handling of Brazil's coronavirus pandemic after the national death toll topped 100,000, confronting its most lethal outbreak since the Spanish flu a century ago. Brazil reported its first cases of the novel coronavirus at the end of February. The virus took 3 months to kill 50,000 people and just 50 days to kill the next 50,000. Bolsonaro, who has called the COVID-19 a little flu, says he recovered from his own infection thanks to hydrochloroquine, an anti-malarial drug that remains on